Hi, I'm Ashley, a ninth grade student in Mr. Sunderland's English class at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School.
And I'm here with Alondra Hernandez. We are here to talk about the first half of To Kill a Mockingbird, one of Harper Lee's classic novels. We will be focusing on our favorite parts of the book and the ranking of characters.
Yes, Ashley, we will be discussing our favorite parts of the books and the rankings of the characters. There were a lot of things that happened throughout the book, starting with the characters from the book Scout, Jem, Atticus, and Miss DeBose. These will be the characters that we'll be ranking in our favorite parts of the book.
Well, Alondra, let's begin. What do you think about Jem? I think he's a very nice boy. In the book, it says, he remembered my mom clearly, and sometimes in the middle of a game, he would sigh at length and go play by himself. Page 7. That shows that Jem knows how to give himself space from any situation, and that's causing him to become a better person.
I think Jem is being responsible for him and his sister because he wants to keep himself and herself, her sister safe. They found something in the street by the Radley's house, and it was gum, and Scout started to chew it, and he told her to spit it out because he wanted her safe from the tree. And also, Scout, Jem, and Dale wanted to go to the Radley's. Mostly Dale and Scout, but he didn't want her to go there to be safe because they never knew what might have happened.
Yes, I agree with you on that part. Jem is responsible for his little sister because he is the bigger brother and has to take care of her. Alondra, what do you think about Scout? I think that she's an open, awake kid. What I mean by that is that she knows everything that's going around her environment. For example, when her and her father were talking about the Cunninghams, she knew everything about their social problem and how they didn't have enough money. And she knew all of this at age 7. And that shows how she knows everything that's going around her environment, and she's very, eye-opening.
Scout's very curious. You're right, she is open, and she wants to go around. And she also wanted to sneak into the Rowley's house with Dale, because since she's young, she just wants to, do what other people are doing, too. And she likes asking questions. She likes asking Atticus questions, why this, why that, and also other kids too, and their siblings and friends. And she doesn't understand things, but she's getting taught the things she needs to know.
So I agree with you that Scout is very curious. But how about Miss DeBose? I think she's a special character. I agree with Atticus that she has her own point of view on life, and that's why she is so mean to Jem. For example, when she was telling Jem that her father was just a nigger lover and that she was a nigger defender, Jem got mad and knocked down one of her plants, and as Jem's punishment, he had to read to her for a month. And that helped Mrs. DeBose because she was a morphine addict, and each day that Jem read to her was longer than the other day. And that helped her, get over her morphine addict. When she finally died, Mrs. DeBose gave Jem a candy box with a comedian inside. And I knew that Mrs. DeBose only meant good for Jem, and maybe she was just trying to show Jem to respect the people and, don't let people's opinions get in your way or, get in your mind.
Yes, I agree, because I feel like Mrs. DeBose wanted, the kids to have good manners. So she would tell them not to do this, do that. Jem would say, oh, hey, Mrs. DeBose. She one time called her, shut up, you ugly girl. Don't say, hey, Mrs. DeBose. Say, good afternoon, Mrs. DeBose. So maybe I think she's trying to teach them manners, but maybe she doesn't realize, but she's doing it in a tough way. But that tough way can lead them to understand more, maybe.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Alonda. The next character we're going to be talking about is Atticus, one of my favorite characters. He's my favorite because he's just a gentleman and is an amazing father to his two children. For example, this one time when a Jem and Scout got a gun, toy guns, he told them, I'd rather you shot in tin cans in the backyard, but I know you'll go after birds. Shoot all the blue jays you want. If you can hit them, hit him. But remember, it's a sin to kill a mockingbird. Page 119. With that quote, it just told me that he knows his children and he knows what they're capable of, and gives them a lesson to not kill the blue jays. I mean, to not kill the mockingbirds, because all they really do is give music to people. And I think the Atticus is a great father for giving his kids meaningful lessons.
So Atticus, he wants the best, like as much as possible for his kids. So he tries to teach them really good manners, what to do, the right things. There was a time where our Scout, I think she wanted to fight one time, and then Atticus told Scout, if she wanted to fight, just hold it and just don't fight. Just hold it in your head. Fight in your head, but don't fight with the person. And it shows Atticus was teaching her good manners. He wants them to be good kids, and he also respects others. He doesn't matter like what people are, because he's also defending a African American. So it doesn't matter how the person is. He's also respectful. And he also tells his kids not to bug Boo Radley, because the kids are really curious, but it's Boo Radley's choice if he wants to stay inside or outside.
Yeah. Now we're going to be talking about our favorite part of the book so far. My favorite part of the book is the Tom Robinson case. I really like that part because, like, you're in the moment where it feels like you're in the trial with everybody, and like it's just a favorite part because you're like living in the moment while you're reading the book. Like you hear how the people are anxious, what's gonna happen, the judges like hearing out Atticus, part of the story, and just like it's like a good, like it's my favorite part, and it's like wonderful. Because you're, like, living in the moment, and you're hearing how Atticus is defending Tom Robinson, and at the end, you find out Tom Robinson is, like, not guilty. But since he is African-American, people don't believe him, so he ends up being guilty. And I really like that, because you can really tell when how racism was back then, and it really shows that part in the book.
Well, something that I liked about book, is that when Atticus, I already said this again, but it's where I like it. Like, I just like this part. When he was just, like, teaching them not to say, like, bad things to others. Because there was one time where Scout knew the N-word because all her classmates were saying it. So then he didn't want her to say that word. She was just curious about what it was. So she started saying it, but he told her not to say it because it could be offensive and it's not good. And that just means that he's just being a good father, because usually in the old times, like, they wouldn't care what other kids would say. They would, like, just disrespect the African Americans and stuff. And, yeah, he's just being, like, he's just trying to educate his kids. And how I said before, doesn't matter what race other people, but he's still trying to defend someone who didn't do anything. He was innocent. So that's what I like about Atticus too.
Okay. Thank you guys for watching our podcast.